you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, and this will fit in with our story today and our storyteller, Dee Chesser, who's going to read Not There Yet. But here is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gates leading into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud, Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. And by circumstance or God's providence, this is a divine appointment. My new friend Dave Murphy showed up. He's picking up his cap. He's a part of our prayer gatherings now. I call him a free agent for Jesus because he attends a number of churches. He's doing a Bible study over here. He's at this Sunday service here. He's assisting over doing something at this location. So, Dave, welcome to your first edition of Mark and Friends, where you're in the studio with us. I guess you said you've listened a time or two, so welcome to the ministry. You've been a part, like I said, of our first and third Thursdays where we gather to pray, but you're in here picking up something, and I said, D, give him some of the listener mail and he'll be a part of the program, and then he'll get to see how you read your glorious stories, and this one be entitled Not There Yet.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's always good to spread the good news.
Yes.
Especially in the community that needs it so badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we already prayed up the program. Dee started, and then Dave, and then myself. But we asked the Lord to use what's said and shared to his glory. So if you have a heavy heart today, we pray that maybe there'll be a point of contact where you'll be encouraged or blessed or recognized anew how much God loves you. If you're a senior saint and you're finishing well and just want to hear a testimony time, I'm sure something will come up. And through our listener letters, you'll get some of the feedback of your impact as you financially support or pray for the ministry, how God's using it to further people on their faith journey. So, Dave, you'll get to see a little of all that. And listener, thank you for tuning in to one of our 19 frequencies, or maybe you're listening online. We have the three different formats. And so there's lots of options, and then you can always go to our website, greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org, and listen under the Mark and Friends tab anytime. I think we have 12 years worth of Mark and Friends programs, so lots of options. And if you were tuned in on Monday, you heard from Travis Myers. He serves a Christian university in Lithuania and reaching, I think, 50 or 60 different countries, a lot of international students. And he has the privilege of sharing Jesus and helping them understand the Bible, along with the other university curriculum that they get to learn and grow in. And yesterday was a really fun program and yet heartfelt, as you got to hear from Brother Donald Mays. He originally was from the Chicagoland area and then moved to Springfield. He's out in Arizona and we're trying to get him back. But a very heartfelt testimony time about being in jail a number of times. And then he said being promoted to penitentiary, which means he really was in some major trouble because of repeated crimes. And yet how the Lord got a hold of his heart, and his first two wives passed away, and how this fourth wife that he's now with these past 7 years is such a blessing. So it was a great testimony time to see how God loves to work in people's lives, and he never gives up on anyone. So
if you
feel like you've fallen short or are far away from God, he loves you, he cares for you, and we want to testify to that. He's never going to give up on you.
That reminds me of Teresa Eastman from the Rosebud Indian Reservation. Same type of story, just failed in so many ways, ended up in jail. She finally listened, and now she has a fabulous ministry, the Rosebud House of Prayer, which many people from Minnesota take part in. But another story, just like his.
Yeah.
It always fascinates me how God If you mess up 6, 7, 8, 9 times, he's there to pick you up 10, 11, and 12.
Amen.
Yeah. In fact, on yesterday's program, it's interesting that you're saying that because he was emphatically stating, we don't serve a God of second chances. Mm-hmm. We serve a God of
way
chances and further chances mm-hmm. and further chances. And
so yes.
God doesn't give up on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you how he individually pursues all of us and reveals himself. And so if you haven't come to that relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ, getting to know God the Father, pause for a minute today and ask God to reveal himself. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. He designed you. He created you. He has plans and purposes for you.
Yeah.
And yes, this world is filled with heartache and suffering and pain, but that's not his fault. His intent is to bring healing and hope and growth, and then all eternity that you get to spend where there's no more pain or suffering or heartache. Mm. He loves you, and may today be a day that you accept that love through the Lord Jesus Christ. God demonstrated his love in the fact that while we were still sinners, not when we cleaned up our act or had it all together, but while we were sinners, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, his beloved son, to die for our sins, to pay the penalty that we should have all paid.
Yes.
It's been paid for us as we accept Jesus, recognize him as Lord and Savior, and ask him into our heart, recognizing we need a Savior. We can't earn our way into heaven, but God has provided that avenue through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God that we have the privilege as broadcasters, as friends, to be a part of this program, to lift high the name of Jesus and proclaim him. Yeah. As Lord and Savior.
He'll always meet you where you are.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we're not there yet, Dee, but you're there a bit. You're a little bit ahead of us. So why this story? What do you want to convey to the listener or the reader? Did you have an intention behind this, or did the Lord just give you another one of these creative?
Well, a little bit of all of that.
Yeah.
I must admit, this one does have just a tinge or a titch of sarcasm. From me, yes. And as it applies to Illinois, I do that occasionally. But
yeah.
I do love Illinois, and I'm getting to love it more, which it's about time after 15 years. But Lucy, the dog, and I are here. I always joke to the neighbors that Lucy is recording today.
Yes.
Of course, she's sound asleep here between us, but she's here.
And our goal is afterwards, Lord willing, the Sweet Basil Cafe. It's dog friendly, so we're going to be able.
Ooh.
I'm going to be able to treat you to lunch later today.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that works out.
Lucy will love that.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the story. Not there yet. I have been known to tease my friends and neighbors about the lack of several things in central Illinois. There's the lack of snow, the lack of cold, the lack of hills, the lack of gorgeous sunsets, etc. Let's take a look at just one of those things, the lack of hills. Jackson, Minnesota.
Now, I'm going to jump in here because our farmer friends who love those flat grounds, the best crops in the whole world, the soil here is so fantastic, and we feed the world here from Illinois and
yes,
parts of
southern
Indiana.
Minnesota does the same thing, I must add.
Yeah, your corn's only, you know, like knee-high. We got the
It
really
is. It's knee-high by the 4th of July.
Small corn.
Yeah.
Ours is already knee-high here, even with the drought. Jackson, Minnesota, where I was born, and Mankato, where I grew up, are both in river valleys. Mankato on the Minnesota River and Jackson on the Des Moines River. Both cities are nestled in river valleys with hills rising on each side. Jackson is much smaller than Mankato, both in hills and population. By the way, there is no such thing as a real river valley in this part of central Illinois. Just a side note.
Yeah.
Before cars took over, adventurous children would sled down one of Mankato's main streets, which ran from the highest point above the city to the lowest point at the railroad depot next to the river. That was quite a ride. Mm. Approximately 10 blocks long, seemingly straight down, it was made somewhat famous in Maud Hart Lovelace's Betsy Tacy books about Deep Valley, based on Mankato, where the author grew up. Every young girl in the Midwest read about Betsy Tacy. I have even seen them mentioned in New York newspapers.
Mm.
And by the way, they were also featured in one of the movies one of those romance things with Tom Hanks.
The romance things, yeah, okay.
The female star mentioned the Betsy Tacy books. Much smaller, the Jackson Hill leading into town meanders around the edge of a golf course as it descends to the Des Moines River. That course is quite a challenge for golfers, apart from the hilly up and down greens. I am not a golfer, but I can't quite picture putting all around that. My father enjoyed challenging the golf pro there, who, though his same age, was his nephew. Grandma King, having 11 children, contributed to that scenario.
Wow. Yeah.
When you come to the crest of the hill overlooking Jackson, there is a lovely view looking across the valley. One of the first things you see is the church my grandparents attended. After my grandfather died, my grandmother used the memorial money to place a huge lighted cross on the front of the building facing the valley. That cross is the first thing anyone coming down the hill into town will see.
Oh.
Back to the Minnesota River Rally.
Another shout out for Minnesota.
Yes, I'm not done yet. I'm not there yet. The city of Mankato sits on the south side of the river. On the other side, appropriately named, is the city of North Mankato, where I lived. On the hill above Mankato, there was a large residential development, but the hill on the north side was only farm country, until the 70s and 80s, when it was also developed. The Mankato area, known as Hilltop, how original, also experienced a building boom during that time frame, with more houses and even more shopping malls and businesses. Anyone living in that area could shop downtown, or literally, uptown. The river infamously captured headlines when it flooded North Mankato in 1951. The town fathers immediately built dikes around the city, which Mankato failed to do. Then, in 1965...
I was born by then.
You were? Oh.
Yes.
That
young
kind of
pup.
Makes you a little older, doesn't it? In 1965, Mankato was flooded. Consequently, the governing body of that city also built dikes, though a bit too late. I almost forgot to mention the two hills I have spotted.
Here's what's coming, everyone.
Between Champaign and Monticello. One sits just north of the highway, a lone sentinel, almost like a hiccup in the landscape. The other, much smaller, is about 3 miles northwest of that first one. The second hill is just a burp on the landscape. But they are hills. Let's also address the sunset thing. Almost every night in Minneapolis, there were gorgeous multicolored sunsets. I really missed those after moving here. But one evening, as I turned onto Staley Road, returning home from Mahomet, I noticed that while I had been driving, the western horizon had turned a brilliant golden pink. Trying not to get distracted, I returned my gaze to the road ahead and saw the same light show on the southern horizon. I glanced to my left and then in the rearview mirror and was astounded to see the same brilliant colors to the east and north.
See, with these flatlands, that's possible.
I had to pull over to the side of the road and stop. I was astounded at that 360-degree sunset, something I had never seen where I came from. Not being a meteorologist, I can't say what caused that astounding display. What combination of factors came together at that moment? But I have not forgotten it. Now I enjoy watching for those horizon-to-horizon sunsets. I haven't seen one quite like that particular one that I viewed from Staley Road, but I do appreciate and wonder at that central Illinois phenomenon.
Yes.
So, with all that, there are some things in this area that make up for those things that are lacking, including no lack of wonderful people. This is coming from someone who, though still considering herself a part of that other place, is slowly and steadily becoming an Illini.
I-L-L.
I-L-L.
Though lacking total adoption of the big I. Not there yet.
Not there yet in this month's edition of the beloved Prime Life Times, the June edition. In fact, right now we're working on final proofing of the July editions. And this story by Dee Chesler is used by permission. She's an award-winning writer for years, a Minnesota nurse, administrator, is now a Champaign, Illinois resident, volunteer, and grandma. You can contact her at dannchesser@gmail.com. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dee. Appreciate it. If I ever need an encouraging word or just a laugh or to feel blessed, I track down Dee because she's a great encourager for this ministry, a supporter of it, very involved with her content and showing up to various events, and just an all-around good gal. Another free agent for Jesus.
Well, what do they call that up there? Is that a Minnesotian?
Minnesotan?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
But when there's a bunch of them running around, they're Minnesotians.
No, they are.
I don't know what you're All right, we're going to make up some more words. Well, we have some listeners that send in some great words, various comments and insights, how God is using the radio ministry to bless them. And so, Dave, we're going to let you start off with a listener letter or a note or a card or a message from one of our listeners from Give Their Name in Town.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is from Margaret at Tremont.
Hey, Margaret.
She says, I continue to be thankful for your programming and music. May God bless your ministry.
Hey, appreciate that.
Awesome.
And I have one from Grace. Now, I don't know if there's a person named Peace or if she just says, oh, she's saying Grace and Peace. Oh, hello. I have one from Rick and Jeanette. And they are
from Rantoul, right?
You know, there is
Look on the back.
Oh, on the back.
I can see
there
something.
There it is. It's from Rantoul.
Yeah, they have written us monthly for years and years. Great supporters, great friends of the ministry, great friends of ours.
Well, and that's what she says. We are so very much appreciated of every one of you. It's not just the radio station that is great. It's all of you.
Hey, we appreciate that. This comes from Edith. She's a longtime friend and supporter of the ministry. I think she used to live in Monticello and now lives in Coal City, so way out of our listening area, but still donates each and every month. And she says, blessings to all, prayers for family and nation. Thanks, Edie. She always includes a prayer request that we lift up. So thank you, Edie, if you're tuned in to maybe our streaming audio.
Yeah, this is from Sherry in Chatham.
Hey, Sherry.
She says, I enjoy the weekend programming, Open Line, and Ed Stetzer Live, Three the Bible, and the weekend repeats of the pastors. Then Sunday, the Moody Church Hour, Psalm 95, and Songs in the Night with such lovely music. Oh, back to Saturday, the land in the book. It's such a pleasure to learn more about Israel. They are all treats for the ears. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ferry, for sending that in.
And I have one from Carol from Milford.
Hey, Illinois. Carol. Oh, Carol, sweet Carol. She writes us. She always has cards, notes. She has some fun stuff in there. So we'll spend a little time on this one. There's that little one, too.
She sent along some fun things. Dear Mark and staff, I so appreciate all you do to teach, encourage, and uplift your listeners with the gospel message. That's the best kind of message, isn't it?
I think she even includes a scripture verse on the other part of the card.
Yep, she does. Yep. So grateful for you all, every day when I listen to 89.3. I have been enjoying the interesting testimonies and the assortment of music that is extremely uplifting to the soul. God bless you all. And she then includes Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And of all these things she sent along...
Yeah, lots of good jokes or
humors. My favorite is bumper sticker on a senior's car. I am speeding because I have to get there before I forget where I'm going.
And that just happened to be... I didn't pre-plan to give you that one, Dee. It just came out of her order. So we appreciate
I believe that.
Her kind words. Here's a quick one. This comes from Sharon, I think from around the Paxton area. Blessings, Sharon, do you do trips? And we do various trips. We haven't done one for Israel since COVID, so it's been about 3 years, but we're going to be doing a trip up to the Pacific Garden Mission. The Singing Men are going to be singing up there, and it'll be a tour of the facilities. We'll also watch Unshackled being taped, so it's really entertaining. And then there's a dinner provided, and then a multi-city worship service that goes on there. So you can find out more information about that at our website, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, but I'll be giving out specifics. It's going to be $50, and that's the cost of the bus. The motor coaches are expensive now. They're like $2,000 and $3,000, so it's divided by 50 people, and so $50, and the radio station will kick in the difference, but we want to make it affordable, and it'll be a fun, great trip, and it'll be on a Saturday, and the plan is we'll have a bus in Springfield and a bus in Champaign. So more to say about that. If you want to join us to go up to the Pacific Garden Mission, we'll give you more details in the coming days.
This comes from Clarice up in Lincoln. She gets a sizable donation.
Yeah, Clarice writes us just about every month.
To my Christian radio staff, many times you're all the church I get. You continue to be a blessing to me through the troublesome times. Please continue to broadcast Unshackled. Grace to you and your current lineup. Please also send me a schedule for programming airing. I think we can do that. I don't want to miss anything. Continue to serve God and be a blessing to many people in those last and evil times. May God continue to bless you. Keep you in your prayers. Thank you so much, Clarice.
Yeah, and she's in the detention center there in Lincoln, Lincoln area. So she writes us, and I think we've been praying for her parole and upcoming, you know, decisions that'll be made. But she's been blessed through the broadcast, but she's been a beaming light for those that she serves that time with.
God is working in her life. Wonderful.
Well, I have one from Larry and Cheryl in Winchester.
Hey, Larry. Hi, Cheryl.
All right. We are so very grateful for your ministry. Prayers for our Lord's continued guidance and blessings as you seek to serve and honor Him.
All right, listening friends. Well, your feedback is cherished, appreciated. Together we do better. Your support makes a difference, quite possibly for all eternity, as people get to hear the good news as we lift high the name of Jesus. So thank you for being a part of our radio listening family and being a part of today's program. You could be listening to a lot of other things, but we appreciate that you've tuned in one of our 19 frequencies. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Dave Murphy, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.